1,266 is a number nearly every running back would love to achieve. A figure that would get you into the rushing leaderboard every season. But this isn't any ordinary running back.
You know, I'm always setting my bar high, and 12 was definitely low for me. You know, I know it had a lot to do with, you know, injuries and, you know, kind of staying healthy. But, you know, last year is in the past. I've been working hard this offseason to contribute to this team this year. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, what we're going to be able to accomplish this year as a team and as individually as well.
Coming off a season in which he ran for 1,266 yards and 10 touchdowns, Adrian Peterson is far from content.
Just the mentality that I came into the league with, you know, and it blossomed as I continue to be blessed to play in this league, and that's just to be the best player to ever play.
It's that drive and determination that has made him the game's top running back.
Just the way he works. I mean, obviously you hear about it and you read about it, but just see it. You know, we'll come in on a Wednesday or after a game, and he's still squatting 400 or 500 pounds. So, you know, the way he works, the way he approaches practice, whether it's walkthrough practice or whatever, he just, you know, gives it 100% and he pushes himself. So he's not satisfied, and that's what makes him great.
Yeah, it definitely has a lot to do with the work ethic. You know, certain things you can't control, you know, but the things you can control, I try to stay on top of them. You know, make sure my preparation is, you know, is key and, you know, up to the max and, you know, just physically and mentally making sure that I'm prepared and ready to roll. And, you know, yeah, that comes with outworking everybody.
Staying humble and hungry, you know, never being satisfied with your production or last year's production. You know, just keep feeding off of that and just wanting to better yourself. So, you know, it's definitely a great trait to have, especially in the NFL. So, you know, I'm taking things like that from him as well, too.
Even though he put up numbers near the league leaders, Peterson is far from happy with his 2013 season and is ready to deliver an even better performance in 2014. With a new offensive scheme and a retooled roster, the sky is the limit for what the 2012 MVP can deliver this year.
Health-wise, I think he's right where he wants to be. He obviously is looking fast. He's strong as usual. In addition to it, I mean, we were in pregame the other day, and, you know, he was over there giving us a look and, you know, wanting to go full speed. But, you know, it's time to go now, and he looks like he's ready, and I expect a big year out of him, too.
His constant work ethic and determination to succeed and improve is just one of the many traits which make Adrian Peterson the best running back in the NFL. While most running backs would be happy with his performance in 2013, number 28 isn't. That desire to be the best is always burning inside him, which makes every Sunday with Adrian Peterson a treat for Viking fans.
His mindset is different than probably anybody else I've been around. He expects so much out of himself, and you know, we rely on that too, so much as an offense, because, you know, obviously when he's playing great, it helps us move the ball, it helps us win games, score points. So, you know, he's cut from a different cloth. That's why I like it when people ask me about him, that's what I tell them. You know, he's a future Hall of Famer, and obviously the mentality he has is above and beyond most other people's.
I sit back sometimes and kind of think about it, and you know, it's still kind of unbelievable, you know, in a sense. And then again, you know, I realize that I've just been blessed, you know, I've been put here to, you know, not only make people have memories of me on the field and what I was able to do in this game, but just in life and, you know, the things I was able to overcome and accomplish, you know, through my life, since I have that light on my life and, you know, everything that's surrounding, you know, me, you know, on and off the field. So when I look at it in that aspect, it's truly a blessing.